Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, just as a quick recap of 2020, you know what? It was a good year for investors and a year that presented a lot of opportunities in terms of buy the dip and in terms of being able to get broad averages and individual stocks at much cheaper prices and then experiencing a very nice run higher. Lifestyle-wise, that's obviously not as good as the markets have been, but let's stick to the markets here. And the setup at the end of the year is clearly just a lot of optimism when it comes to markets because of how much every sector almost has gone up, and where some people are seeing value is in some of these still lagging sectors. They're the ones that you can argue are still playing catch up. What's your view of these markets as we turn the corner into 2021?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Corey. We've written a lot of year-end type of a recap or preview type of newsletter posts, correspondences, that type of thing. And the message, the theme, it seems like I keep on writing over and over again, is alludes to the fact that, 2020 was a painful year, a challenging year, a difficult year in so many ways throughout all walks of life. But on the flip side, as an active money manager, active risk manager, it was about as fruitful and as conducive a trading or investing environment as we could hope for. I mean, we've had big, huge swings, volatile swings in the equity markets, but good trends nonetheless. Starting with, we had the historic crash in March, we had the historic rebound from that, and then more recently, the rebound, the historic, basically the best post-election rally we've ever seen in this country. So we've had outsized moves in the equity market and across many different sectors in the equity market. We've had various sectors taking turns leading the way, but right now, or at least over the last quarter or so, we've seen a wide swath of sectors and market segments doing well. So you've had a wide variety of areas from which to choose as a money manager. So you've had lots of opportunities there, and it's not just domestic. You've had international markets starting to break out and put nice moves in. So you've had tons of opportunity. They say volatility, as at least as an active manager, volatility equals opportunity, and we've seen that in spades, and then not just in the equity market, but we've been dabbling in cryptos, in precious metals, bonds, all kinds of asset classes have seen a decent amount of volatility. And again, that means a lot of opportunity there. And we don't see that opportunistic environment stopping here. We think it continues at least for the intermediate term. It doesn't mean straight up, but it means opportunistic. So from an equity market perspective, you're likely to see some sort of a hiccup, some sort of pullback or consolidation, but we think it'll be another nice buying opportunity before, any sort of a major top hits us.
So it's just, again, this buy the dip mentality. But Dana, it's almost mind-boggling to think that almost every sector has done well, especially if you've been able to play that rotation trade when every sector has had its time to shine, at least this last year. And I understand that, fine, we are needing some sort of a correction here, but what could it take to throw these markets off this almost endless bullish narrative?
Well, they say nothing changes sentiment like price. So I don't know what the catalyst will be. I don't typically, the most meaningful moves don't include a catalyst. The price just swings. So if we start seeing some sort of a sell-off, it'll feed on each other and kind of squeeze out some of that excess bullishness that we see right now. Kind of like the latter half of October, we've talked about how the first half of October, we saw a a burst of participation in the in market breadth and the number of sectors participating in the rally, kind of a resurgence in the market breadth and participation, and that set the tone for that post-election rally. But prior to that, we saw the second half of the October pulling, but we saw a pullback in equities and kind of a wringing out of that excess bullish sentiment heading into the election, which really allowed for that bounce, for that buying opportunity to occur. I think that's all we need right now is we need to see prices start falling for whatever reason and kind of squeeze out some of the Johnny-come-latelys and just increase a little bit of the market fear back into the market. I think that'll be enough to, along with some retracement in the recent rallies, that'll be enough to set the tone for another buying opportunity, another leg up in many of the areas of the market, domestic and international.
So, Dana, can you give us some insights, not so much on the bullish side, but on any sectors that you see as being potential laggards in this overall bull market that continues for U.S. markets?
Laggards, I think we try to focus on in the longer term or intermediate term, as we call it. So the laggards for us are still many of the sectors that have been lagging for a while, financials, energy, real estate, Europe, a lot of the stuff that has been sucking wind, if you look on maybe a 12-month basis. A lot of those areas have been playing catch-up since the election, and we have played some of those areas. You know, we've been long energy for much of this ride. I think those are areas that are not necessarily, you know, nothing's ever a buy and hold for us, but those areas are probably more mean reversion bounces that will run its course eventually and probably be good selling or shorting opportunities eventually. And they're, most of them across the board are still hitting lower highs. So those for us would still be candidates for lagging over the longer term, but still even those in the near term have seen again a resurgence, and whether it's just playing catch up to some of the sectors that have run so far, or whether this is the start of a new period of outperformance amongst those, we don't have enough evidence to suggest that yet. But even those, what we have called, you know, laggards for most of the year, have participated. So it's been an opportunistic environment again, I guess, is the point.
Yeah, it really has been. One other thing to consider here, Dana, when it comes to some sort of a correction. Do you see the potential of another major correction coming, say the S&P dropping 20%, or are you expecting more of a tame market here where the corrections are much more shallow and maybe the pops are a little bit more maintained as well?
We're looking for some sort of a correction that just rings out some of the excess bullishness. So nothing major, not a crash, not a major top in here. The breadth thrust, the improvement in the market internals that we saw, you know, starting in early October, and many of the breakouts that we've seen here and internationally would suggest that once any correction, pullback, consolidation runs its course, there should be another up leg to this move domestically and internationally. So we're not looking for any sort of a major top. We're looking for some sort of a reset in sentiment, some sort of a minor pullback that would set the tone for another buying opportunity, another up leg in the markets. Now, some of the sectors that have run so far, a lot of the new age technology type stuff, if you get, you know, a moderate pullback that retraces, you know, at anywhere from 23 to 38 to half of the recent rallies, I mean, you're talking about big percentage pullback. So, you know, I'm sure the headlines, the financial headlines will be talking about, oh, technology's in a bear market again because it's down 20%, or this and that, Tesla's in a bear market, blah, blah, blah. So the percentages might be big enough to pique the interest of the financial journalists, and which might feed into an uptick in some of the bearishness and some of the fear out there, which would again help set the tone for maybe another buying opportunity. So that's what we expect to happen. Nothing, no sort of a major top yet at this point.
So taking this all into consideration with markets and how strong they continue to look, this risk on trade has worked, is working, but so is this risk off trade for the most part. You look at something like Bitcoin, Bitcoin's just been screaming higher. And then you also have gold, silver, those are moving higher. Some of these base metals are moving higher. What environment do you take away from the commodities and these safe havens also moving higher?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of liquidity out there, for one. Two, maybe we're seeing some sort of a transition. I don't necessarily think that in commodity land. I think it's more of a mean reversion type of a rally in many of the asset classes, not including precious metals, because I think those are in newer, longer-term bull markets. Same thing with cryptocurrency, perhaps. But I think maybe it's just reflective of a lot of liquidity out there, plenty of liquidity still, and plenty of markets that for now, at least, that are heading in the right direction. And you have liquidity combined with momentum moves. It'll keep feeding on itself until, you know, those momentum moves, those trends are broken. So I think that's all we're seeing right now.
Okay, Dana, we will wrap it up here, but I do want to give you one more chance or one extra chance to outline a sale that you are having, a holiday sale over at the Lion's Share.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Yeah, it's the Lion's Share is basically a trading service that gives you basically a daily all-access pass into the management moves on our management style, some of the buys and sells that we're looking to make in our own client managed accounts. So this gives you a daily update. I give you a video every morning of the moves we're making or looking to move, and basically an update of our short and intermediate term approach and outlook. So it's basically an all access pass into how we are actually managing our money. And right now through the end of the week, we're offering annual memberships at 20% off. So it's if you're looking for a new, more active approach to investing, I think this is a great way to start, and it's a good time based on the discount to get involved. So check it out. It's lionsharepro.com, or send me an email or get an email via Corey, and if you have any questions, be happy to answer.
Cool, thanks, Dana. I will post a link to the Lion's Share website. And again, yeah, you can email Dana directly, or you can email myself, fleck@kereport.com. Dana, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking all the time you have this year. I look forward to chatting with you in 2021. And hey, hopefully the markets continue to be this great to us, and hopefully the whole lifestyle thing improves as well. Dana, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a very happy new year.
Thanks, Corey. Happy new year to you as well.